This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. Improvised explosive devices have been the major cause of combat deaths for American troops serving in Iraq. But the number of IED incidents has declined by about half since June of this year. Retired General Montgomery Miggs, who directs the Pentagon's main task force on countering the threat of IEDs, says there are several reasons for the decline.
The single most important event that has affected the incidence of IEDs is the awakening in the Sunni areas and now in some of the Shiite areas.
Awakening is a rough translation of the Iraqi word used to describe the change in behavior of formerly hostile forces.
But trying to draw a line and say, okay, 50% is awakening, 30% is our equipment, and 20% is good luck, you're not going to get that clear definition of who is contributing to what.
Without question, much of the drop in IED incidents can be attributed to the discovery of weapons caches and tips from Iraqis about the location of explosive devices. I met with General Miggs, who will step down at the end of this month, at his office in Arlington, Virginia.
Let me ask you about the trends in IEDs. I mean, what are you seeing now that you weren't seeing before from the enemy?
He's constantly looking for newer, better ways of arming and initiating IEDs, and we watch that very carefully. We don't want him to surprise us. And it's harder to get the real pros because their operational security is better.
We're hearing from our correspondents over there that there are more pressure detonated IEDs now. Is that?
Yeah, the interesting thing is he's gone both ways. High end, looking for, you know, more sophisticated ways of doing this that are harder to counter. And he's gone low end to pressure plates and command wires because he knows they're hard to find. Command wires have been around a long time,
right?
Yeah, sure. After all the years we've spent trying to figure out sophisticated ways of demining, the best demining tool is still an 18-inch fiberglass rod, you know, a probe where you go and you literally you probe about every 6 inches.
The other thing we're hearing from our correspondents is that the use of fertilizer bombs is increasing. Is that not new, but it's
increasing? No, it is.
Is it increasing?
It is increasing, yep. Yeah. It is increasing, and there's a school of thought that says that indicates that the military ordnance is harder to get.
That's maybe a good sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign. The problem is the society, as the farming starts to, agriculture starts to pick up in Iraq, they're going to buy more fertilizer. You would think that governments would pass laws that say that you have to put certain additives in fertilizer so it can't be made into an explosive. And that can be done, and it's not being done to the extent it should.
Your task force was funded to the tune of $4.5 billion over 3 years, estimated $10 billion fighting what are, at some level, quite rudimentary bombs. I mean, it seems out of scale somehow or out of proportion, $10 billion to fight a improvised device.
Why? The device itself is improvised. The application strategy is extremely sophisticated. And the enemy wants to create the perception of uncontrollable chaos that makes American voters recoil and react in a way based on the fact this is out of control, there's nothing we can do about it, get our people out. That's their objective. So we are making a very large investment to counter a very real strategic threat.
Well, General, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
General Montgomery Miggs is outgoing director of the Pentagon unit working to defeat IEDs.